Alright everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and this is the last episode of Discipline for a while. Again, you can get the game on itch.io. It's there, should still be. And you can get a version that you can play on your phone if you have an Android device. So go ahead and get it. It's like abandonware, but the guy made it work on your phone. So if you're like, I don't want to wait for Grim and I want to explore other paths, then you can do that. And you can do that in like a weekend or something. So, yeah. Won't have to wait for me. But we will continue this in October. I feel like I'm about to be raped. But contrary to how I feel, my crotch is eagerly anticipating what is about to take place. It's twitching and standing at an incredible angle. She grabs the remote again and pushes another button. Ring! A camera-like thing comes out of the ceiling. A lens-like thing is pointed straight at us. What is that? A video camera. What for? I have to capture this on video. It's my hobby to watch again later. They are sisters. They have such nasty hobbies. Let's start class. As she says these words, her expression becomes very suspicious. Her eyes are those of a predator looking at its prey. I like to devour younger guys like you. You could even say that's why I became the headmistress here. Then why is it like an all-girls school? Wouldn't it make sense to have an all-boys school and have like a headmistress? I don't know. This is not at all what she was saying earlier. She completely disregards my resistance. She slithers her naked body up to mine and brings her crotch closer to my face. Now lick. You get to taste my thing since you're the one who put me in this state. Enjoy it with your tongue. She lowers herself down to my face and puts her thing in front of my face. Her thing is right up against my face. I'm overwhelmed by the first thing that I've ever seen this close. I am pinned to the bed with her knees. I can't move my neck or my head at all. There are juices dripping from her labia. She's giving off incredible amounts of pheromones. This scent makes me feel lightheaded. Go on. Lick me. I want to hear you slurp my juices. My senses are starting to go numb. I obey her and put my tongue to her sex. Eh? Lick, slurp. My face turns red. I run my tongue over her crevice. Every time I lick, my tongue gets covered by her juices. Eventually, I start to get drunk off the taste of her. Ah, yes, like that. You're good for your age. If you lick me like that, I'm gonna go crazy. Her cheeks are pink. Every time my tongue licks her sensitive spot, she shudders with pleasure. I pay attention to her reaction and start to move my tongue around more rigorously. I gulp down the thick juices that come oozing out of her. It tastes sweet. It's so sweet that I think my brain is melting. After a while, I'm really into it and I suck on her. I stick my tongue deep into her crack and lick off her juices. Ah, yes, lick me more. Put your tongue all the way in. Lick me inside. Raina's savoring the rigorous movement of my tongue. She's enjoying herself, unaware that she's drooling. I can see that her nipples are erect from the excitement and stimulation. My thing is keeping up, too. It's rock hard. It's even harder than it was before. I can't believe how erect it is. It's strange that it's so erect without being stimulated at all. Have you noticed something strange? There is a lot of medicine to make you horny mixed in with my juices. She sees my confusion and explains to me. That's what she was injecting into herself earlier. No wonder it tasted so sweet. It's working on me too. Look at how erect my nipples are. The medicine is making her really excited, too. Her nipples and her clitoris are totally erect. Her juices are almost white and cloudy. Continue. I'm about to come. After that, I'll make you come, too. She says and pushes her crotch against my mouth and moves her hips to heighten her pleasure. I stick my tongue out as I am told and focus on her sensitive parts. I'm going to come, I can't believe a tongue is making me come. She moves her hips even more and climbs to her climax. She grinds her hips against my mouth. My face is sticky and wet with her juices. I'm coming! Squirt. She screams loudly and shakes. She sprays my face and reaches her climax. I'm sprayed in the face. I can't move my head, so I can't turn to avoid it. Pant, pant, pant. She continues to shake from her orgasm. She looks dreamily in my sticky face. I'm sorry, it looks like I sprayed you in the face. It's salty. I scrunch up my face and look at her through her crotch resentfully. Now it's your turn. I'll make you so hot you'll never forget it. Oh, wow. Look at that. Love the artwork here. She says and positions herself under me. She spreads her amazing naked body on the bed. The pheromones coming off her body are making me dizzy. I look her up and down. I need to relieve this ache in my lower body. The medicine is making my penis so swollen it's about to burst. I'm so excited I don't even realize that my hips are moving. The tip of my penis is rubbing against the headmistress's leg. All sense of reason is gone. Hee, you don't have to be in such a rush. I'll let you come inside. She looks at me gently and giggles suspiciously. I bet this is your first time doing it with someone my age. Yes. Then I will teach you the magic. I can't hold on anymore. Pre-cum leaks from the tip of my penis as if to prove it. Go on, come inside. I'll bring you relief. I throw myself on top of her. As soon as I land on her gigantic breasts, I massage them and suck on her nipples. You like boobies. Go ahead, suck on them all you like. I roll my tongue over her pretty nipples and suck on the areola and all. If you suck so hard, I'm gonna leak. She says as if she's embarrassed. At that same moment, something comes shooting out into my mouth from the tip of her nipples. Each time I suck, it spreads into my mouth. Isn't that amazing? When I get excited, milk comes out of my breasts. I gulp down her slightly sweet milk. I never expected to taste breast milk at this age. Suck more, have more of my fresh squeezed milk. I enjoy her milk for a little longer as I rub my erect penis against her crotch and become drunk with pleasure. I'm going to put it in. Anytime you want. I feel like I'm gonna explode. I push the tip of my penis against her crevice. I thrust my hips forward. My penis pushes her swollen mound open and sinks deep into her crack. The second I'm inside, it feels so good I almost pull my hips back. I'm not even halfway in, but I'm about to pass out from the incredible feeling. The sensation of her vagina is nothing like I've ever felt. What's wrong? You don't want to put it in all the way? I regroup and push my penis in all the way to the base. The second I'm all the way inside of her, an incredible sensation like I've never felt before travels from my penis through my entire body. Aha! What is this? I can't help but ask. Why does it feel so good? Even if the medicine is working, it's not as strong as the one Leona used. The headmistress sees the confusion in my eyes. She smiles and squeezes her vagina to stimulate my penis. So, Hayami-kun, do you like being inside of me? I nod my head to answer and try to endure the pleasure. She's not too tight. She squeezes my thing just right and envelops me gently. And it feels like she's grabbed a hold of me. It's not like I'm being squeezed, but like I'm being sucked in. Her vagina moves and massages my penis like it's alive. Just being inside is enough to make me come. Just don't... Don't just sit there, move. Or does it feel so good you can't move? I try to be strong and move my hips, holding off the incredible desire to come. I can barely endure the pleasure of moving. I can't even enjoy it. With her incredible apparatus, if I hadn't come between her breasts already, I would have come the second I entered her. These two sisters both have incredible bodies. Yeah. Let me help you. She begins grinding her hips without waiting for an answer. Or my answer, rather. The second she starts to move, I go beyond my limit and feel like I'm gonna pass out. Wait, if we both move, I'll come. My, you can't whine about this. We've only just begun. She starts to grind her groin against mine. I can hear the sound of our flesh hitting each other and the fluid splashing out of us, soaking the sheets. I listen to these sounds as I am completely taken over by her rhythm despite her being on top. Wow, I've never felt anything like this before. I'm so glad you like it. You can do it until you're totally satisfied. He says, I'm about to come. Yeah, we got it. It's only been a few minutes and my legs and hips start to twitch because I need to come so bad. If we continue, I won't be able to pull out. I can't. I'm going to come. Pull it out. It's okay. You can come inside of me. There was spermicide mixed in with that medicine I injected earlier. Let it all out into my uterus. She squeezes my penis so I can't get it out. Wow. Well, I can't anymore. It feels so amazing I can't even pull out. I come hard inside of her. Squirt, squirt. Ah, it's hot. Wow, it's like my uterus is being poked by your ejaculation. This is new. I thrust my hips forward and release the semen collected in my testicles into her uterus. She fills up quickly, and I can feel it oozing out of her. When I finished releasing it all, I collapsed from exhaustion. But my penis is still hard and it's ready to go for round two. There was a lot for your second. That was a lot for your second time. I've never been with a tough guy like you. She's still squeezing my twitching penis in her vagina and begins to rub her body against mine. Let's do it again. You're still hard, so I'm sure you can come again. No, don't pull out. I'll get you to come three times without ever pulling out. She begins to move her hips again. Sensation starts to spread through my brain again. I really believe I can come inside of her three times without even pulling out. I think this as I look down at her thing and watch my sticky penis slide in and out of her vagina. The sight heightens my sexual desire again. Since you came once, this time you can feel it more. Let's feel good again. I start to move my hips slowly. My penis is sensitive from just having come. A sweet sensation of pleasure runs up my spine from the tip of my penis. My testicles constrict. I must have gotten used to the stimulation because I can enjoy it this time. I bury my face in her body and let the waves of pleasure wash over me. Yes. Yes, so much different than last time. It's like you're a different person. I devour her body and speed up the motion of my hips. Every time I thrust into her, the semen that I just released comes out of us. I don't mind. I keep moving inside of her cavity, which is filled with what I just released. You're amazing. I can't believe how good I feel. Yes. Thrust me harder. Every time I thrust into her, she moans. It's like she's eating up the pleasure. At the same time, the walls of her vagina start to close in. The walls of her vagina close in on me. An incredible amount of juices come from the inside of her and soak the sheets. My orgasm starts to build as she squeezes me. It's been a while since I felt this good. I might get really into you. Ah! Raina sighs sweetly and grinds her hips, still squeezing me tightly. I open my eyes and grind my teeth to endure the sensation. Pardon. Can you tell? You're right up against the opening of my uterus. I'm going to come. I'm going to come. I'm coming! I'm going to come! I can't believe you're going to make me come! Her mouth flaps, her vagina squeezes my dick really hard. The squeezing and the movement of her hips are too much for me, and I suddenly begin to come inside of her. Squirt, squirt! I'm coming! I'm coming! I'm coming! As I come, the headmistress screams and reaches orgasm at the same time. Her entire body shakes. She squeezes my penis so hard I think it's gonna break. That movement inside of her makes me cum huge amounts. Squirt, squirt. It's coming out. It's so amazing to have someone thrust into me while they come. Come more. Thrust more. I'm coming, but I continue to move my hips. They're moving on their own, but I can't stop them. It makes my lower body feel like it's going to spasm. Hey, I'm going to die! I scream pitifully. I continue to move my hips as if I've been possessed. No, not yet. I can come again. Move your hips more. Let it all out inside of me. I frantically thrust my hips forward and sent every last bit of semen towards her uterus. Squirt, squirt. That's it. See, you can do it if you try. When you're done, do it again. I will let this be the last time, so put your all into it. I finally stop coming. I go for round three as if controlled by her. Normally, my body would be exhausted, but the medicine and the head mistress's technique make me shake my hips like I've lost control of myself. It starts to feel like my penis is going numb. Maybe it's because of all the friction. I take advantage of the dulled sensation and move my hips faster. Wow. Wow, you're doing it even harder. If you do that, I just came, but... She can hardly withstand my attack. She shakes her head violently, and her face looks like she's about to come again. I see this and thrust at her even harder. Every time our bodies hit each other, she shakes, and her giant breasts undulate. I'm going to come. I think I'm going to lose my mind. The headmistress is getting drunk from the pleasure of me pounding on her. I'm enjoying pleasuring an older woman. I head for the finish line and thrust at her. I can't. Come. You come too. I'm going to come. She's covered in sweat. She's going crazy. The smell of her sweat mixes with the strong scent of her femininity. It stimulates my senses. Her pheromones get me even more excited. My body shakes as I approach ejaculation. Pant, pant. You're going to come? Are you about to come? Yes, come. I'm about to come. I'm coming. Her body shakes. She squeezes my penis again. The sensation pulls me to my climax. Let it out. Go ahead. Let it out wherever you... Whenever you... I'll try that again. Let it out. Go ahead. Let it out wherever you want. I will take it all. I'm coming! She completely loses herself and screams. She arches back on the bed and comes loudly. Her squeezing me pushes me to my limit. It feels so good, my mind goes blank. I can feel the hot fluid rushing up my urethra. I decided to... Hold on. It's a choice, guys. Oh no, it's a choice. All right. It says face. Like it matters, but I guess it does. I forcefully pull my penis out of her vagina and bring it closer to her face. I'm coming! Squirt, my whole body shakes as I come. I spray the last of my semen all over her face. The headmistress is still enjoying the aftermath of her orgasm as my hot semen lands on her face. It makes white arcs and splatters and sticks to her face. Splat, splat, drip. Even though I've already come a lot, it's a huge amount. Her face is painted white with my semen in no time at all. By the time I finish coming, her face is so covered you can hardly tell who it is. Damn. Headmistress. It's so much, I can hardly breathe. There's semen going up her nose and down her throat. Her chest moves as she breathes deeply. Where's your common sense coming on your face? Coming on my face like that? Are you trying to drown me in semen? She manages to catch her breath and looks at me, flabbergasted. But I'll forgive you. After all, you made me come twice. That was very good, Hayami-kun. It's been a long time since anyone made such a mess of me. The cleanup is gonna be a lot of work. She sighs and looks at the dirty bed. The area of the sheet under her vagina looks like a bucket of water that has been tipped over it. Onto it, rather. It mixes with the semen I released inside of her and emits a sickening odor into the room. If someone entered the room, I'm sure their faces would show disgust. Oof. She grabs a box of tissues and cleans off my thing. She puts on her underwear and gets up from the bed. Don't just lie there. Get dressed. Huh? I get off the bed and get dressed quickly. I'm still reeling. She won't even let me catch my breath. I got some good footage. This is something to keep forever. Ring! She pushes a button on the remote and puts the camera in the ceiling away. I'm gonna go home and edit it and share it with Leona. She chirps happily and pushes another button on the remote. Clunk! The dirty bed descends onto the floor. The room looks clean like nothing ever happened. I bet this woman has brought many a lamb to this room and defiled them. I imagine this as I tiredly put my uniform back on. My body exhausted from three times in a row, my knees are wobbly. Why am I doing this anyway? As I'm getting dressed, she finishes a cigarette. There's no trace of her crazed look from earlier. She's regained her normal composure. Why was it that I called you here? She wonders out loud. I don't know what to say to that. That's what I'd like to ask. I'm sure having sex with me was her main reason. She didn't really care about the condom incident at all. It was about the condom. Yes, the condom. That's right. I called you here about the condom. I remind her. You can't bring condoms to school. And please, be sure to use Morimoto Pharmaceuticals condoms. That's all I have to say. What? I'm speechless, she adds quickly. Oh, and whenever you have a build-up, come here. I'll make sure to give you relief. Well, damn. I wish that offer was on the table when I was at school. No, I'm kidding. And people will say, but Grim, it is. It is on. You see all the damn teachers that are fucking their students? It is on the table now in school. Unfortunately, I was joking, but yeah, it is a reality of Clown World, I guess. Because, you know, this is a fiction, fantasy thing. You're not really supposed to fuck your students. You can come here anytime you want, even during class. You don't have to use a condom with me. She says and winks at me. Sure. Utter exhaustion hits me upon hearing these words. Okay, you can go now. I'm finally freed. I leave the room and to go back to the classroom. When I go back to the other room, I can't believe that Himeki is still shaking her body and her breasts on top of the assistant dean. Good lord! Go on, hang in there, old man! You're gonna kill the old man. The assistant dean is twitching. He's collapsed on the floor. His eyes are half rolled back. There's drool coming out of his mouth. He doesn't look conscious to me, but his crotch looks alive. His erect penis is sliding in and out of Himeki. I'm sure they forced an erection with medication. I don't know how many times they've made him come, but Himeki is covered with white fluid that came from the assistant dean. He's come about as much as me. I'm impressed that he could come that much at his age. In the corner of the room, Momone and Leona are still having their way with Ogiwara. Momone's body looks as messy as Himeki's as she continues to shake her lips on Ogiwara. Or Ogiwara, remember. Ogiwara looks unconscious too. He lies there twitching as they have their way with him. As they have their way with him. He's unconscious, but he's still coming. My sister trained him. He really is the great teacher. His technique wasn't much, but his thing is great, haha. Leona squeals and grinds her hips on Ogiwara's face. I wonder if he's even alive. I can't watch anymore. I turn my eyes back to the assistant dean. Hey uncle, what's with your eyes rolled back? Move your hips. If you have it in you to breathe, move your hips. Himeki moves her body, trying to stimulate the assistant dean's penis. But it's not responding to Himeki. He doesn't move a bit. It's not gonna work to play dead. Yuri-san, I think uncle here is done. Give him another shot. Himeki looks annoyed and calls Yuri over. Okay, but this is the fifth one. He doesn't look so good. It might kill him. He's fine. His heart is still pumping. I don't know. Yuri cocks her head, but she goes to get the syringe as told. Okay, uncle. We're gonna give you another shot. Let's feel good together again. The assistant dean must have heard her. He twitches and moans desperately. Yuri doesn't seem concerned at all as she brings a syringe filled with poison to the assistant dean's testicles. I can't watch anymore. I avert my eyes. I emphasize with the assistant dean. They're gonna make him do it till he dies. I decided it'd be better to leave before they notice me, so I sneak out quietly. Click. Phew! I finally escape the room and make it back to the real world. At the same time, the chimes to mark the end of classes echoes through the hallways. I miss class again. I listen to the chimes in disappointment. As I enter the classroom, the teacher stops talking and looks at me. Here's the homeroom has already begun. Oh, Hayami-kun, you finally made it back. She says flabbergasted and makes me take my seat. It's not like it's my fault it took so long. She sees that I'm sitting and begins talking again. I know you already know this, but after the break, you have some very important exams. It's only 2 days, so hang in there and do your best so you don't have any regrets. And I hope that this time none of you will have to take remedial classes. Especially you, Hayami-kun. I'm the most worried about you. Make sure you study over the break. Sure. She looks at me with a very worried look. The way she's looking at me makes me worried. That's all for today. Good luck to all of you. Everyone gets up at once and begins to get ready to go home. I bet they're all going to go home and study for the exams. Let's get going! I'm sitting there spaced out, but Notokawa comes to me. Oh yeah. I remember that we're supposed to get together after class. I grab my bag and stand up. Hey, are you guys gonna study for exams? Tsuda sees us and calls out to us. No, we're going to our club. Wow, that's ambitions, right before exams. It must be the Bible study group if Otokawa is going too. What's so fun about a club like that? No, the baseball club. The baseball club? Then why are you going, Otokawa? I joined the baseball club. What? You joined the baseball club? Is that a joke? It's none of your business. Otokawa snaps at Sudo. So I'm the outcast, not fair. Oh, I get it. You guys got it going on? That's it, right? That's what I thought. You both live in the dorm. I bet you've already had sex. Do you do it all day, every day? Sudo's delusions are getting bigger and bigger. You're so lucky, but I can't believe Otokawa the prude was Hayami. I just can't imagine you two doing it. Hey, can I take pictures of you guys having sex sometime, or maybe I could videotape it? I'll pay you, of course. I'll pay $500. What do you think? It'll be a keepsake for you both. What the hell is he thinking? Let's leave this idiot and get going. Okay, this game came out in the 90s, so $500 was pretty reasonable back then. Otokawa ignores Sudo. She grabs my hand and pulls me along. So I'll see you later. I think it's best not to get into it with him, and I follow Otokawa out of the room. Hey, hang on! Fine, I'll pay you $1,000! Hey, wait up! You go ahead to the club room and wait there. And this is where we're going to stop. So yeah, Discipline will be back in October. Look forward to it.